All right. What we're watching is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. I'm going to ask our callers to hang in because we're going to discuss some TV, and you're going to try to sell me on a reality show. I got to tell you, I hate reality shows.
I understand where you're coming from. And give me a minute because, as I said, this is kind of the best possible iteration of a reality show you can have.
All right.
So the show that I've been watching with my wife, Kate, and my two sons, Evan and Gabe, who are 11 and 8, recommended by friends of ours, is called Alone. And it's been on the History Channel for a while now, and we've gotten into seasons 8 and 9. And here's the premise of the show. They take 10 people who are... You don't want to say survivalists, but they're outdoors people. They like camping. They like living off the land. They, you know, camp and hunt and fish and do all these things. And they drop them each individually into an area of forest or woods. In season 8, the one that we're really into, they're dropped at Chilco Lake in British Columbia. Each of them is, as the title of the show suggests, alone. And they each one has to try to survive in the wilderness as long as he or she possibly can. And whoever holds out the longest wins $500,000. So the reason I say it's a good reality show is that the thing that makes reality TV so lousy to watch, in my opinion, is the interaction of these people who are on the show with each other. They end up, you know, staging fights and it gets petty and all this stuff.
Well, conniving and backstabbing and this is...
Well, each of these people are by themselves. Mm. So they're talking to a camera that they have with them, a la Tom Hanks in Castaway with the volleyball.
Nelson.
Yeah. But otherwise, they have to build their own hut or domicile.
Fire.
Catch their own food or eat onions that they bring up from the ground.
Geez, how long would you last there?
Oh, maybe 48 hours if I were
lucky. I was going to say I'd last 6 hours.
Yeah. and at Chilco Lake in British Columbia, there are grizzly bears that they have to avoid.
Ooh.
Yeah, and there's deer that, you know, one of the guys who's by himself shoots a deer with a bow and arrow, and he can eat for the next couple of days. And it's really interesting and kind of... fun to watch. How do these people survive out there? What do they do? How do they talk about it? The isolation, the loneliness. It's kind of deep in some ways, and it makes you think, like, as you just said, Glenn, how would I handle something like this?
The name of the show is Alone. What network?
Alone. It is the season 8 that we're watching now is on Netflix.
Okay.
The following season, they've already got one out there where they go to Labrador, Canada, like far northeastern Canada, is on Amazon Prime. So the season that we're watching now, Netflix, Alone. I give it 3.5 stars. It's the kind of thing that your entire family can watch. Kids can watch it. Adults can watch it. As I said, my sons are 11 and 8, and they are totally into it.
All right. So you are watching it, huh?
Yeah, I just started it at the, I saw Mike's email yesterday. It said he was watching Alone, and I had some free time. I decided to check it out, and I'm with Mike. I think it's not your typical reality TV show in which you're dealing with drama between people, right, as Mike said.
Yeah, contrived drama, which is the problem.
Exactly,
right.
Correct. And literally alone, as the title of the show suggests, their only company is their camera. You're really getting a glimpse into their thoughts, their fears. And I just think it's really cool to see the way different ways in which some of these people break, right?
Yeah.
It's hunger. It's legitimate fear for their lives.
It's missing
loneliness.
Their families.
Right. In one case, it's a guy literally dropped one of the tools that he brought with him in the water and was no longer going to be able to sustain a fire. So he's like, well, I have to go. So really, they're like last failsafe is to call like the rescue team to come get them out.
Wow. Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah, it's legitimate reality.
All right. Well, so you didn't go for the show that I said I was going to watch this week, eh?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm getting to it.
I bet. So that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure I'll watch it, but it sounds good. Mine is going to be a little bit of a tougher sell.
Okay.
And it's called Come From Away on Apple TV. And I know this does not sound like the stuff of a feel-good Broadway musical, but here's the setup. September 11, 2001, 7,000 stranded airline passengers, or passenger in the air, have to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, 9/11 is what I'm talking about. And they all land in a tiny Canadian town on Newfoundland, eastern edge of Canada.
To be clear, this actually happened.
Yeah. This is based on what actually happened.
Right.
doubling the population of this little town. What was the name of the town? Was Gander, Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm.
And what the people on the plane didn't know at the time was why their planes were diverted, what was happening. They were unaware of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They're on a plane, and the pilot says, "We can't land in New York. We are going somewhere." They didn't even know where they were.
Right.
There are planes from all over. Some people don't speak English. They're all strangers to each other. Confusion reigns, but kindness kicks in, because when they land in Newfoundland, the locals in this town open their homes, offer food, clothing, diapers, beds, everything that people could need when they're all disoriented. And from this story, this real story of something that actually happened, they made the Broadway musical Come From Away. Won a lot of awards. It's been around for a couple of years. They filmed the actual musical.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you've seen Hamilton,
yes.
They filmed the actual Hamilton and put it on TV. It's been on for a little while. I just caught up with it because the play is coming to the Kimmel next month, and I'm seeing the play next month with my wife at the Kimmel, and I wanted to see it maybe before that. So we saw it. It's on Apple TV, and it's great. It's a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
It is fantastic. Maybe a 10 out of 10. And part of it is because more than 20 years later, these caring gestures, these nice people in Canada, who are exactly like you would expect Canadian mm-hmm. small town people to be, right? They're talking, they're all these aw shucks, people talking about hockey and whiskey and a moose blocking the road and all that stuff, just kind of took in all these strangers
mm-hmm.
and in a horrible moment created this beautiful thing. And by the way, I never knew, side story, I never knew, like, why were all the planes diverted to Newfoundland?
Mm.
The answer is because that's the furthest eastern point of North America. So back in the day, when planes from the West Coast or even the middle of the country couldn't fly all the way across the Atlantic without refueling, they built this airport just basically so planes could land there and refuel.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's mostly empty.
Yeah.
And so on 9/11, it became one of the most important places in the world. Again, I know a musical about the aftermath of 9/11 may sound like, you know, eat your vegetables
mm-hmm.
TV, but it's great and it's fun and it's funny and you should watch it. It is on Apple TV Plus. It's called Come From Away, and you will enjoy it.
You know, it's funny, Glenn.
Did I sell it?
I think you did a great job selling it. It just occurred to me while you were describing it, you know, as you said, it doesn't sound like the kind of thing that you would make a Broadway musical out of, but then the most successful Broadway musical of at least the last quarter century was about an assassination of one of the founding fathers.
Right, in 1820.
Yeah.
A historical moment in 1820. Right. So this is just great. So, Kyle, are you going to watch it? No, you're not. All right, that's okay.
I'm not a big musical guy, that's all.
There's nothing wrong with liking musicals, Kyle.
That's not the
I felt that way until I started acting.
Yeah, I'm not adamantly against musicals. I've just never really seen or watched one that I enjoy.
I tell you what, I'd make a deal.
Okay.
All right. If you watch this thing.
I'm already out. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
And don't like it.
Okay.
I will. What will I do?
Ooh. Here you go. Another.
I'm already going to owe him dinner at Ralph's.
So stupid musical bet. Here we go.
Yeah, no. If he doesn't like it, what could I give you that would, you know?
About $400.
No, forget it. All right, we'll think of something. Let's go to Tom and Downingtown. Tom, you're on with Mike and Glenn. Good morning, Tom.
Likes places that let her in.
Tom, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what's on your mind, Tommy?
Pal.
Yeah, I was up in Buffalo, October 2019. Those people were outstanding.
Yeah,
my son had graduated from St. Bonnie's Bonaventure, and he played hockey with the Buffalo guys and the Rochester guys, and all their families were aces. We went up there in October 2019. They were great hosts. They didn't want the Eagles to win, which we did.
Yeah,
but they said your team's going to lose. Here's a jelly shot. and the Bills Mafia was great. Glenn, they're great people.
Yeah,
and
they are.
Just wanted to chime in on that.
All right, let's talk about tomorrow's game. What's your formula tomorrow?
You got it. And I don't want to get beat up by W. You got to play old-time football, okay? And that means you gotta hit the D lineman, wear them down, and then you could pass all day, bang bang, shoot them up. But you have to put the pressure on the D line and the linebackers to focus on the run.
All right, so let me give you an over under, and we understand tomorrow's game is going to be weird, right, Tom? Because the Giants aren't going to play their starters, so it could be. We hope Eagles get a nice early lead, rest guys. Miles Sanders had, what did we say, 11 carries last week?
11 or 12. Yeah.
Miles Sanders over under for carries, 13.5. What do you got?
Oh, way over. Way over. I was up there in MetLife Stadium. We were singing, you know, we had to sing.
Oh, that was a great game.
Yeah. Songs, and that was a balanced attack. They, you know, A.J. Brown attacked. They didn't know where they were coming from. And it's 40-some points.
Yeah, it was 48. It was great. All right, we got you. Thank you.
Thanks,
so 13.5 carries. What do you got?
Yeah, I would take the under.
I would do.
Yeah, I would take the under. It doesn't mean that they shouldn't run the ball. It doesn't mean that they won't. I just think that I would take the under on that if just because of the way they call plays and the way they think.
All right, here you go. Jalen Hurts, 9.5 carries tomorrow.
Ooh, that's a good number. I'll say 10. I'll take the over.
Okay. Is that, you feel good about that?
No, I don't. But I'll take the over anyway.
Okay.
Do I feel good about
Do you feel good like you want to see that? Not do you feel confident. Do you feel good as in that would be a good thing?
I think it's a necessary thing. I don't know if it's a good thing. I think it's a necessary thing.
Gotcha.
Let's put it that way.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Mike Sielski, Glenn Mack now, 94 WIP.